A recent sweep by government agents looking for environmental violations at gold mines in the 40 Mile region has angered locals and Alaska politicians. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the governor's office has ordered an investigation, and area placer miners are organizing to protest the Environmental Protection Agency lead action.
The enforcement trip took place during the week of August 19th. It was carried out by the federal and state Alaska Environmental Crimes Task Force, who used aircraft and ATVs to visit placer operations in the remote area off the Taylor Highway in the eastern interior. 40 Mile Miners Association President Sheldon Meyer says his operation was not visited, but he's upset by what happened at several other mine sites.
The EPA raided 14 mining camps for violations of the 404 Clean Water Act, and they had brought seven fully armed federal marshals.
Meyer, who's been placer mining in the 40 Mile country for over 20 years, says local miners have a history of battling with federal agencies over claims and access, but he's never heard of a similar enforcement action. The 40 Mile is a national wild and scenic river. Meyer says water quality concerns at placer operations there involve turbidity and arsenic, and he acknowledges violations by some area miners, but says they don't warrant a heavy-handed response.
They supposedly did find some egregious violations, but, you know, contrary to that, whether you're violating the Clean Water Act or not, you shouldn't be confronted by armed federal marshals. I would think, you know, they could come and tell you there's no reason for the whole intimidation. So, and we're hoping to get some, you know, sort of resolution to say, look, this is not acceptable.
Meyer says the 40 Mile Miners Association, which represents about 70 local miners, is organizing a meeting scheduled for September 14th in Chicken to bring together miners, legislators, and representatives of the state and federal government agencies to talk about what happened. Alaska's congressional delegation has already taken notice, and Alaska Governor Sean Parnell has ordered an investigation of the state and federal agencies involved. Governor's spokeswoman Sharon Lehow claims action was taken without the governor's knowledge and only last-minute notification of the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner and Alaska Attorney General. She says a special counsel is being appointed to look into the matter.
The governor expects a full report on how this could have transpired and why a state DEC investigator was involved. He's also deeply troubled with what appears to be a lack of coordination with the Alaska State Troopers and a lack of communication with top state officials.
The governor is also calling on EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy to review how the agency handles Clean Water Act investigations. Citing an ongoing investigation, EPA spokesman Mark McIntyre would only provide a prepared statement on what happened in the field. He says the investigation was focused on federal lands with a history of noncompliance and ongoing significant discharges. It describes interactions with miners as consensual and cordial, adding that violations were found, but no arrests were made. The enforcement team included representatives of the EPA, Bureau of Land Management, and the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Alaska State Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says troopers were not involved, except for loaning a BLM agent a four-wheeler. DEC Information Officer Ty Keltner describes his agency's role as minor.
We did send one compliance officer out there to look into state permitting and things like that. But this was primarily an EPA federal incident.
Keltner says the state has taken on a greater role in water permitting, but the EPA maintains jurisdiction and enforcement authority. The 40 Mile Miners Association's Meyer says locals have been working with the DEC to try to negotiate a compliance program that's better suited to small-scale placer miners. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.